Some Saratoga Springs area residents have come together to criticize what they say is a move by the Cuomo administration to retain public control of the New York Racing Association, the organization that oversees thoroughbred racing in the state. The group Concerned Citizens for Saratoga Racing says a proposal being circulated by Governor Andrew Cuomo would, quote, exert his control over NYRA and the future of our state's thoroughbred racing industry, unquote. Though there is no plan committed to writing, the group says they obtained the information through lobbyists, legislators, and other avenues. For the past 4 years, NYRA has been under state control through a reorganization board overseen by private and public appointees. Last month, the board submitted its recommendations for reprivatization. NYRA is supporting two options. One would replace the reorganization board with 15 private members. A second would place 4 publicly appointed leaders on the 15-member board, including 2 recommended by the governor, 1 by the Senate, and 1 by the Assembly. A third option would leave the current board in place for another year. According to the group, Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal would allow the governor to appoint 5 of the 15 board members, with 1 member each appointed by the Senate and Assembly. 7 of 15 members would be appointed by state officials. The plan would also reportedly transfer BLT revenues from capital improvements at Belmont Aqueduct in Saratoga to the state's general fund. The group says more powers given to various state agencies would potentially threaten NYRA's budget and operations. Concerned Citizens co-chair Maureen Louie.
We're not in favor of cutting that money at all. It was set up as an agreement 4 years ago, and we just think that everyone needs to live up to that agreement and continue those VLT payments for capital improvements and purses and all of the initial designations.
The group is working closely with local state lawmakers, including Senators Hugh Farley and Kathy Marchione, as well as Assemblywoman Carrie Warner. Todd Shimkus, another Concerned Citizens member, is also president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, which has continually advocated for NYRA's reprivatization. Shimkus is hopeful the lawmakers can bring their message to Albany.
They've got a job of also trying to negotiate with senators and assembly folks from some other areas that have some other interests. And so they're trying to balance what we want locally with what's possible in Albany, and I think we're going to end up in the right place.
The senators signed on to a bill backed by Senator John Bonasic, chair of the Racing, Gaming, and Wagering Committee. The bill would require the NYRA board be composed of 15 members, with 2 appointed by the governor, 1 by the assembly speaker, 1 by the temporary president of the Senate, 1 appointed by New York Thoroughbred Breeders, Inc., 1 by the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, the CEO of NYRA, and the 8 remaining members to be appointed by the executive committee of the current NYRA board. Marchione says another provision would require the NYRA board represent communities where tracks are located.
We believe that it's important to have a full-time resident who lives where the 3 respective tracks are, that being Queens, Nassau, and Saratoga.
Bonasic believes his bill is the right decision, saying in a statement, quote, the board has done its job in rerouting the ship, and the time has come to transition NYRA back to private control, unquote. In a response to the Concerned Citizens' list of recommendations, Cuomo spokesman Richard Azzopardi said in a statement, quote, Governor Cuomo and the legislature saved NYRA from yet another bankruptcy in 2012 and installed a board and management team that has brought success on every metric while being accountable to the racing industry, taxpayers, and host communities, including Saratoga Springs. The governor will ensure the future of NYRA continues this trajectory of success, unquote. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.